in music. Spotlight. Spotlight on women in music. Miguel McKeel Hunter. Spotlight on women in music. Spotlight. Spotlight on women in music with Miguel Hunter.
Although she's been a consistent hip-hop R&B artist, it was only in 1994 when opening for D'Angelo, her music performance and press record executive, Kater, who later signed her to Kater Entertainment, Bag Lady, Tyrone, On and On, Next Lifetime, quickly identifies Erica Wright, known to audiences as Erica Badu. The album, Other Side of the Game, was certified triple platinum. By the age of 14, Badu was freestyling with jazz talent Roy Hargrove. She changed the spelling of her first name, believing the original spelling was of a slave name. The surname Badu, her favorite jazz scat sound. HBCU Grambling State University is where Erica Badu studied the fundamentals of music. Before defining her individual sound, many compared her vocal styling to Billie Holiday. Instead of a gardenia in her hair, Badu wore colorful head wraps. Everything about Erica Badu is an example of holistic freedom and an eccentric artist. With many accolades, Erica Badu's impact on music helped to classify the music genre of neo-soul. In fact, Erica Badu is known as the queen of neo-soul. Erica Badu, now starring with Taraji P. Henson in What Men Want. Also on tour, appearing this Friday, February 15th at Royal Farms Arena in Baltimore. Oh yeah, and we've got your tickets. Keep listening for a chance to win on Mornings with Mikkel. For Spotlight on Women in Music, heard Monday and Friday at this time, I am Mikkel Hunter, and this is WEAA 88.9, absolutely the voice of the community.
Bag lady, you gon' hurt your back. Dragon.
Yeah. Black Lady.